On June the 23rd, those over the age of 18 will have the chance to vote in an in-out referendum.
Saren FM is trying to help you with an ambitious and bold series of programs on air and on our website.
So just go to sarenonline.co.uk
and visit the EU Referendum Hub. Shaped like a big boot, Italy is commanding a long Mediterranean coastline which has left a powerful mark on Western culture and cuisine, being best known for its pizza and pasta. Its capital, Rome, is home to the Vatican. Other major cities include Florence, with treasures from Michelangelo, Venice, the sinking city of canals, and Milan, Italy's fashion capital. With 61 million inhabitants, it is the fourth most populous EU member state. Being located in the heart of the Mediterranean Sea, it shares open land borders with France, Switzerland, Austria, Slovenia, San Marino, and Vatican City. It was one of the founding members of the European Union in 1958. We hear from Giulia Pignocino.
Hi, I'm Giulia. I'm from North Italy, Turin, and I study at the University of Turin. I study international studies, and I'm 22 years old. What I like about being part of the EU, surely, is the freedom of traveling, because I can travel everywhere inside the Europe, and to be true, nothing else, because in Italy it's not really so popular, because people usually prefer when Italy wasn't part of the EU, because they think that with the membership a lot of problems came, economical problems started, and so the crisis of 2008 and these things, people usually blame Europe. I think it is useful to have common law and also an open economy, but I also think that because people are not used to this and are too keen to blame someone else for the problems of your own country. I think living in Italy is not the best place to live in because there are lots of political problems and people are not engaged with politics and don't really care about the country.
On June the 23rd, those over the age of 18 will have the chance to vote in an in-out referendum.
Saren FM is trying to help you with an ambitious and bold series of programs on air and on our website.
So just go to sarenonline.co.uk
and visit the EU Referendum Hub.